Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. How's everything?
Oh, everything is going fantastic. I am loving the nice warm weather. I love this time of year because some of the holidays are my favorite. So 4th of July is creeping up quick.
You know, 4th of July is going to be here before we know it, and it's an exciting time. I expect to see a lot of people out camping and recreating this time of year, and, you know, this is a good time to talk about our ATV, UTV safety. You know, make sure that everybody's wearing their helmets. If you're in a UTV, you're wearing your seatbelt. That's made for you to stay inside of it.
Right.
So if it were to tip over, you want to stay in it. Make sure that you're riding your machines at 80% of your ability so you don't get in over your head. And everyone just be safe and have a good time. Stay on the designated trails.
Right, for sure. You know, inevitably, every single year, unfortunately, there is an ATV-related accident here in our combined counties. And we talk about ATV safety every single year, but it's still something that I feel like some people hear and some people listen, some people don't. So, you know, for those that just kind of think, oh, we're going to be fine. We don't need to wear our helmets. We don't need to wear our seatbelts. We're just going to go out for a little day ride. No, you still need to take all the precautions.
You know, I catch myself getting into my UTV at home and sometimes thinking, well, I'm just going to run up into the field. I don't need my seatbelt. And I always stop and put it on because that's when bad things happen, you know. Just have to be careful and always take the precautions. And often, things as simple flag would save an accident. You know, if you're cresting out on a hill, on a trail, and something's coming the other way and can't see you, a lot of times they'll see your flag.
Right.
So, make sure you're just being careful. Just take that extra second to be safe, and it'll pay off in big dividends.
It definitely will, and it's something that you always think after the fact, oh, I wish that we would have been more careful. So just make sure you take that step beforehand and everyone will have a better time at the end of the day.
I agree. And, you know, if you're climbing things with ATVs and UTVs, just don't climb anything that's too steep or too gnarly. Just, if nothing else, don't tear your machine up, you know. But the odds of getting hurt rapidly increase when you get on a steep incline.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that kind of leads to another point. If you are going to be going out somewhere and you're thinking, you know, this is looking a little more sticky than I want, and something does happen to your machine, you can always call search and rescue, and you guys will come and get them, but you're going to leave their machine. That's on them to get that out, but you don't want anybody stranded out in the middle of nowhere, so you definitely want to be on top of where you're going and make sure that somebody knows where you're at.
That's correct. We are geared up and ready to go. So if you need us, call us early. We would rather get there and not be needed than be out all night trying to find you.
Right, exactly. So make sure to go and have fun this summer. Do some fun things, but be safe while you're doing it. And Sheriff, you know, we talked about 4th of July coming up. A lot of the events that we're all used to are not happening this year, but that doesn't mean that we can kind of lax on our 4th of July safety protocols. We need to be on top of that as well.
I agree. I expect to see a lot of home shows with fireworks this year, and just want to remind everybody, if you're going to do that, be careful. There is some dry stuff around. I think we're doing okay this year as far as our water year goes, but it's starting to dry out with these warmer temperatures, and make sure you have a bucket of water, a garden hose, a shovel, all that stuff handy when you're getting ready to light your fireworks. And, you know, sometimes those cool little fountains, I like them, but they stay hot for quite a while. I would leave them on a paved surface or a gravel surface until they're out, or just dump them in a bucket of water, make sure they're doused before you throw them away, because you could easily light your garbage can on fire.
Right, definitely. So be prepared, be safe, and have fun.
Have fun. That is the key, is have fun. Deputies will be out on the night of the 4th of July. They'll be around. If you have any questions, hail them over. They'll be happy to talk to you. And local law enforcement in general, everybody will be out. But just make sure you're having fun and respectful of your neighbors. And make sure, when 4th of July does roll around, have your pets in a safe place. Sometimes pets don't like fireworks as much as we do, and you may scare your dog and have it run off. So bring them indoors, put them in the kennel, have them someplace safe so that, you know, they're not frightened and run away.
Right, exactly. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate your time calling in and giving us some great safety tips and reminders as we kind of progress into the summer vacation. It's always very much appreciated.
Well, it's good to get to talk to you. I'm looking forward to get to come in and see your bright and shiny face one of these days soon.
Right. One of these days, you'll be able to come back into the studios. But, you know, for now, I'll take a phone interview if that's all I can get.
Well, it's always fun to get to talk to you, Mallory. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. You do the same, Sheriff. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.